This is News Talk.
Well, only one place to start really this morning, and that is on the Irish Examiner front page. The headline, Cleary admits to breaching health guidelines. So this is a story that the Irish Examiner broke originally. So Agriculture Minister Dara Cleary's political future looks in jeopardy after he apologised for being at a social event with 80 people that breach public health guidelines. So the paper telling us that fury is mounting as it emerged that he and a range of TDs and senators attended the event at a Clifton Hotel. The EU Trade Commissioner Phil Hogan was there, broadcaster Sean O'Rourke was there as well, and Dara Cleary, in a statement, he says, I attended a function I committed to a number of weeks ago, having been asked to pay tribute to a person I respected and admired greatly. In light of the updated public health guidelines this week, I should not have attended the event. He goes on to apologise unreservedly, and he also apologises and offers his sincere regret to his government colleagues. The Acting Chief Medical Officer Ronan Glynn was asked about it last night, and he didn't want to get into, you know, any specific event or to comment on this this particular case, but he said, clearly in the context of this week's guidance, we would not want 80 people gathering inside any event. I suppose not a good look for the government, you know, especially there was a bit of confusion over that press conference on Tuesday where they announced these measures, and I suppose it's not a great look that one of the government's senior ministers is breaking the rules. The Irish Independent also going with this story. EU Commissioner Hogan was at 80 strong golf dinner with Minister. This story telling us that five separate sources who attended the event confirmed that Mr. Hogan was there, but a spokesperson said no comment when asked about the Commissioner's attendance. The Irish Times also carries this story. The headline, Cleary apologises for dinner with 80, and Mr. Cleary, we're told, called the Taoiseach Micheál Martin to apologise, as well as the Green Party and Fine Gael in separate calls last night. The tabloids also sticking with this story. The Irish Daily Mail, I'm sorry, minister at golf dinner with 80 guests. And the paper telling us that he was in direct contravention of the controversial new coronavirus restrictions relayed by the Taoiseach on Tuesday. The Irish Sun and the tabloids have certainly ramped up the golf puns with this one. COVID-19 hole is the headline, and also telling us that Dara Cleary's actions were contrary to COVID-19 guidelines. The Star, party blooper. Agriculture Minister Dara Cleary has put his Taoiseach under pressure. And of course, they've spelled put with P-U-T-T. The Irish Daily Mirror, bogeyman is the headline. And they're telling us that Agriculture Minister Dara Cleary apologised unreservedly last night for attending a government golf bash with 80 others in a hotel. And as Kieran mentioned, plenty more on that story to come on News Talk Breakfast this morning. The Irish Times have a headline, lockdown can be lifted in Leashanopoly, but not Kildare. So the lockdown of Leashanopoly can be lifted, but the restrictions in Kildare to stop the spread of COVID should continue. This is according to recommendations from the National Public Health Emergency Team, and they've advised the government that Kildare's lockdown should not be lifted because of the large number of cases still in the county. So in the last 2 weeks, there were 455 cases in Kildare, but it was just 81 in Offaly and 41 in Leash, according to Dr. Ronan Glynn. But he has acknowledged that, you know, this has been quite a challenging few weeks for people in those counties, and he's saying that it's an incredibly difficult set of measures for one part of the country to have to accept. Also on the front page of the Irish Times, state exams to have wider choice of questions next year. So Carl O'Brien's story telling us that Leaving Cert and Junior Cert candidates are to be given greater choice in next year's state exam papers to help ease pressure on students who've lost out on months of school. So if you're doing the English exam, you're likely to have a much wider selection of poets and fewer mandatory questions. I'm sure that'll come as some relief to students. Also, if you don't complete the full curriculum in subjects, the senior sources saying that those students won't be penalised in the exams. So the idea is that a student who's completed around, you know, 75 or 80% of the course, they'll still be able to complete the exam without losing out. So there won't be parts of the paper they open up and just haven't covered in the course. So they're hoping that no matter, you know, even if students do miss out on a large part of the course, that they can still complete their paper. Also, this piece telling us that there's changes on the way for transitioning, and there'll be less emphasis on work experience and school trips and a greater emphasis on timetabled classes. The Irish Independent front page, school pupils face packed buses despite new advice. So thousands of children, they'll be asked to board school buses with no social distancing despite the advice of health officials. So the Department of Education confirming it would implement social distancing on school buses, but it'll be phased in. So in the first instance, where possible, the term will start and buses for second level pupils will be at 50% capacity, and discussions underway with Bus Éireann, but it won't happen on all services immediately. And the Transport Minister, Eamon Ryan, saying that they don't have the buses to increase the capacity. And the National Parents Council post-primary president quite concerned about this and warning that parents of children who were immunocompromised or who had a vulnerable family member had enormous concerns. I suppose there might be a lot of parents asking why these sort of issues weren't ironed out sooner. You know, a lot of schools, it's less than a week to go for some of them until they're back in class. Also on the front page of the Irish Independent, state subsidy plan to help young people buy first home. So Philip Ryan's story telling us that a new affordable housing scheme aimed at young people will impose no salary cap on those availing of the state support to buy their first home. So a percentage of the cost of a new home will be paid for by the government, which can then be bought back by the homeowner. They won't be required to pay back the state stake until 5 years after they bought the property, but it's yet to be decided whether homeowners will have to pay interest when buying out the state's part of the house, and a source saying it would be either low or no interest. The Irish Examiner front page, sticking with a school story, reopening of schools to go ahead despite COVID concerns. So the government is pressing ahead with reopening schools next week, despite confusion over the latest public health guidelines, worrying COVID-19 trends and mounting concerns. So the Taoiseach saying it's an important milestone to be achieved. And we heard from Philip Nolan from the National Public Health Emergency Team last night, saying that parents were understandably anxious about their safety. He thinks their concerns are misplaced. He says the truth is that we see children being infected in households. The real measures that need to be taken here are to prevent adult-to-adult transmission. The intention, he says, is in the wrong place. Schools are a safe place and very well run by principals to ensure that infection doesn't occur. And he says it's the household that we need to concentrate on. Also on the front page of the Examiner, locals, I suppose the clean-up operation has begun for a lot of people who were badly affected by Storm Ellen yesterday, and photos of locals in a bar that have clearly been flooded trying to repair the damage. And there is anger in Skibbereen over flood defence works delay. So this piece tells us that a West Cork town hit by flash flooding during Storm Ellen has called for answers and action after it emerged that work to a culvert which could have eased the flooding was postponed hours earlier. I'm just going to go inside the papers briefly. Thousands of rooms rented for pandemic healthcare staff go unused. Page 6 of the Irish Independent. It tells us that thousands of rooms secured for healthcare staff working at the front line of the COVID crisis have lain empty throughout the pandemic. So occupancy rates for the rooms in hotels, bed and breakfasts, student accommodation and private houses and apartments have never been higher than 9%. So demand was highest in the middle of May, when 662 of the 7,497 rooms were occupied, but that fell to 133 at the end of July. Finally, a story in the Times of London, page 14. LA mayor cuts power and water from TikTok mansion. So the mayor of Los Angeles, he's ordered a power cut at the Hollywood mansion of a team of social media stars who threw parties in breach of a lockdown. So power and water supplies, they were disconnected on the orders of Eric Garcetti, who accused its inhabitants of putting themselves, their neighbours and many others at risk. So this seems to be a house where a load of TikTok stars, who some of them have over 13 million followers, they're all put in this house by their management company and expected to basically, you know, put up these viral videos and to come up with endless content. But the mayor saying that despite several warnings, this house has turned into a nightclub in the hills, hosting large gatherings in flagrant violation of our public health orders. No messing around there, cutting the power and the water from that mansion. Anyway, that is what is in your papers this morning.
On 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.